A very short 30-minute drasha for tonight. I'd be yanked off the stage after about 8 minutes. But all seriousness, when you think about Yom Kippur, I am sure there are several different images that come to mind. Breaking the fast, the shofar, our nice banners. But a strong image for me is of zombies. And yes, you did hear me right. I said zombies. You know, those human creatures that move around hurting themselves and others in popular culture. And I think about zombies during Yom Kippur, not just because I'm crazy, but because I'm reminded of them in my favorite prayer that we recite during Yom Kippur. A prayer for Maimonides, which we'll be reciting actually after this drasha, entitled, "You Who Are Asleep, Wake Up." Now, this prayer encourages everyone that are mindlessly moving through their lives to wake up. We are commanded to change our ways, and then we will become truly alive. So this evening, I would like to spend a few minutes talking about change, personal transformation, and how to avoid ending up a zombie. Now, when I use the term zombie here, I'm not referring necessarily to Night of the Living Dead. I'm referring to many people who refuse to ever change in any way in their lives unless they are forced to. Instead, they just move through their lives mostly unaware of the emotional or spiritual issues around them. In a trance, they mostly mindlessly go through the motions of their lives. I was joking with Don and everybody upstairs earlier today about the song, "Don't Worry, Be Happy." I feel like that's how a lot of people sort of in a zombie-like mindless way try to live their lives. And like zombies in a horror movie, they move towards whatever is loud, shiny, or satisfies them. They are only motivated by the most basic of needs and desires, obsessed with self-satisfaction, and again, they refuse to change. Now, I have to be honest here that physical zombies are not real, but spiritual zombies are. And it does lead to a real-life horror show. Our lives in this world will be terrible if we live this way, and we may even lose out on eternal life with our Messiah. So to avoid ending up as spiritual zombies, all of us need to be committed to changing, to personal transformation. Now, what does this mean? Well, in a general sense, it is doing a better job of following the Lord's will more and our sinful wills less. Should the Lord tarry, we will hopefully greet the next Yom Kippur with much less need of things to atone for. Now, this is something we cannot do for ourselves and requires the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives, a power exclusively available for those who have placed their faith in Messiah Yeshua, the perfect Yom Kippur sacrifice. Now, getting more specific, change requires that we take a long look inside ourselves and address what we find there. Now, this is something hopefully we have done in this season of the high holidays, but it's something we could still do now. To look at the areas we fell short this last year, and more than just asking for forgiveness, doing the hard work of changing to deal with these issues. We need to deal with our anger, jealousy, greed, pride. The list goes on, not just by confessing, but confronting these problems as well. Now, very easily, we give excuses or rationalizations so we do not have to change. One of the most popular is saying that we're too old to change, or it's too late now for me to change. I am what I am. It is what it is. The problem is that this leads to a life where remorse and agony are repeated, only to end up at despair in the end. Saying we cannot change is a lie we tell ourselves and a lie we tell other people. Through prayer, the Holy Spirit, and the help of trusted people around us, we can and must break the sinful patterns in our lives. We must break free of the sins that so easily entangle and chain us so we can receive the good blessings of the Lord and the freedom He alone provides. It is my prayer this Yom Kippur that all of us would take the repentance and reflections of this season forward into action in the new year. May the whole world wake up from its slumber and begin to experience the life found only in Messiah Yeshua. May we all experience the transforming power of the Holy Spirit as He changes us to be more like our wonderful Messiah. Thank you.